Wow, it feels like AI stopped being this futuristic idea and just showed up everywhere, right? It's in our browsers, writing apps, code editors, design tools, even decision-making workflows.
Exactly. And I think the interesting question isn't whether it's coming into work. It's already here. The real question is how we use it without giving away the human parts that make work meaningful.
That's such a good way to put it. I love the idea that working with AI is not the same as surrendering to it.
Right. It should be treated as a partner in thinking, not as a shortcut that skips judgment, intention, and personal responsibility.
One thing that really stands out is the difference between human intelligence and machine intelligence.
Yes. Human intelligence is shaped by experience, emotion, memory, values, and context.
And AI intelligence is shaped by patterns, data, probability, and optimization.
One is lived. The other is calculated.
So when we use AI to draft, plan, analyze, or generate ideas, it's not just outsourcing labor.
It's more like entering a shared cognitive space.
The machine brings speed and breadth, and we bring meaning, direction, and authorship.
The challenge is staying the author of the work, rather than becoming only an editor of machine output.
I really like the mirror metaphor. AI can reflect possibilities, alternatives, structures, and variations that a person might not see alone.
It can help organize scattered thoughts or test an idea against multiple versions. But a mirror does not decide what a person wants to say or become.
And that's where the danger starts. If we stop asking what we want to say and start asking what the tool will say for us, the work can become efficient but thin.
It shifts from expression to acceptance.
Human value in work isn't just the final output. It's also the quality of thinking behind it.
A writer's value lies in choices about voice, tone, and emphasis.
A manager's value lies in judgment under incomplete information.
A designer's value lies in understanding the people who will use the final product.
AI can handle repetition, generate options, and accelerate research.
And humans can focus on interpretation, ethics, taste, and responsibility.
That doesn't feel like losing our humanity. It feels like redefining it.
Especially when we rely on three human capacities: judgment, empathy, and accountability.
Judgment means knowing what matters.
AI can produce many possible answers, but it does not inherently know which answer is right for a particular person, culture, or situation.
Empathy is the ability to understand what others feel and need.
AI can simulate understanding, but it does not share human experience, so human communication still requires recognition of nuance and emotion.
Accountability is the willingness to own the outcome.
If a person uses AI to make a recommendation, write a report, or shape a strategy, they remain responsible for the result.
In professional work, responsibility is one of the most human parts of the process.
The article offers practical ways to stay human while using AI.
First, keep the first draft in your own voice.
Before prompting an AI tool, write rough notes or outline your own thinking.
That preserves the person's mental fingerprints on the work and gives the AI a better starting point. The task becomes refinement, not creation from nothing.
Second, ask AI to challenge you rather than complete you.
Instead of asking the tool to write or decide for you, ask it to identify weaknesses, suggest questions, or test assumptions.
That turns AI into a thinking partner and keeps the user's reasoning active.
Third, protect thinking time.
Constant interaction with AI can create a habit of immediate answers, which may shrink the space for slow, reflective thought.
So leave room for unstructured thinking, walking, writing by hand, or sitting with a problem before using a tool.
Some important ideas come from patience rather than speed.
Fourth, set ethical boundaries.
Responsible AI use requires knowing the line between assistance and deception.
If AI is used to generate content, the person should be honest about their role.
If it is used for analysis, the output should be verified.
And if it is used for creativity, originality should be understood not only as novelty, but as personal and cultural meaning.
Ethical AI use is not only a technical issue. It is a human one.
Fifth, learn to explain your work.
In a world where tools can quickly produce polished output, the ability to explain why something works becomes more valuable.
If a person can defend their reasoning, describe their process, and identify what they changed and why, they remain the intellectual owner of the work.
That skill is deeply human and difficult to automate.
The text also names three major risks: over-reliance, homogenization, and skill erosion.
Over-reliance happens when people depend on AI for every step and lose the ability to think independently.
Homogenization happens when everyone uses the same tools in the same way, causing output to sound similar, predictable, and less distinctive.
Skill erosion happens when writing, coding, analysis, and creative design stop being practiced because a tool can perform the task.
Those risks do not mean AI should be rejected.
They mean AI should be used deliberately.
And the final argument is that the future of work is not a competition between humans and machines.
It is a future in which humans learn to collaborate with machines while retaining what makes them human.
AI should be treated as a powerful assistant, not a substitute for thought.
Speed should be used as a resource, not as a replacement for judgment.
The most important part of any task is not merely completing it, but understanding why it matters.
Working with AI becomes a practice of self-awareness, knowing where human intention begins and where machine assistance ends.
Using intelligence without losing intention, efficiency without losing meaning, and productivity without losing purpose.